From the Sky News Centre at 7. A 13-year-old has been arrested after two pupils were stabbed at a school in North London. It happened at lunchtime at Kingsbury High School in Brent, which was placed in lockdown. Detective Chief Superintendent Luke Williams has this update.
Due to the surrounding circumstances, the investigation is now being led by officers from Counter-Terrorism Policing London, who are working closely with our local officers in response to this incident. The investigation has not currently been declared a terrorist incident.
The 12 and 13-year-old boy's condition is thought to be serious. New images have been released of an armed, masked subject wanted in connection with the kidnap of a US news anchor's mother. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie hasn't been seen since she disappeared from her home in Arizona 12 days ago. An asylum seeker has been found guilty of the abduction and rape of a 12-year-old girl in Nuneaton in Warwickshire. The arrest of Ahmad Malakil, who's from Afghanistan, sparked protests in the town. The family of one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims is calling for Andrew Mountbatten Windsor to go to the US to give evidence to investigators. Virginia Giuffre reached an out-of-court settlement with Andrew in 2022, although he denies any wrongdoing. Her brother, Sky Roberts, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer have a clear message for him.
To Prince Andrew, former Prince Andrew, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, to be specific, he needs to show up. He needs to show up, and he needs to answer questions in front of our Congress.
Same thing as what Sky said. He ought to show up and show up now.
Forecasters say there's no chance of any prolonged dry spells for the next 10 days. Some areas in the southwest have had rainfall every day this year. And in sport, among tonight's Premier League games, Chelsea kick off later this hour at home to Leeds, knowing they could climb into the top four. While in the Scottish Premiership, leaders Hearts welcome Hibs in the Edinburgh Derby. That's the latest from the Sky News Centre. I'm Charlie Maggs.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. The First Minister is back in Sir Keir Starmer to do his job, despite some reservations. Eleanor Morgan admitted she was concerned by the appointment of Lord Mandelson as US ambassador. But amid pressure on the Prime Minister, she told Senate members this afternoon her focus was on leading Wales.
I find it genuinely incredible that after more than 25 years of devolution, the office of First Minister is still treated as a pundit's chair rather than as the head of a democratic government.
The Welsh Conservatives described her response as vague and meaty-mouthed. Elsewhere tonight, a court has heard a 17-year-old boy died after he was stabbed with a zombie knife. Three men and a woman were charged with the murder of Tristan Shea Kerr at a house in Abertrudor near Caerphilly. One of the defendants was refused bail when he appeared by a video link at Newport Crown Court. The trial's expected to take place in August. A prolific shoplifter has been banned from the Halton Road area of Bowie. Josh Smith from Caddickston was also banned from supermarkets and housing offices for 3 years under a criminal behaviour order. Police said he had been confrontational and aggressive after entering local shops. The 24-year-old was convicted of 3 thefts. And another piece of Gavin and Stacey history is now up for grabs in Bowie. A three-bedroom house on Trinity Street has gone on sale, probably best known as the home of Uncle Bryn, played by Rob Brydon. Last year, Doris's house on the same street was bought by a superfan for £220,000. In sports, Wales have been forced to change their scrum coach in the Six Nations squad. Duncan Jones needed surgery on both knees after a freak accident during training last week. He's been replaced by Ospreys colleague Paul James for the rest of the championship, starting with next Sunday's game against France.
Bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind, get high. come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why
cool?
Go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
Will we touch the sky?
But why the tea is there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
Ichiku Park, the small faces. Did you know we have an Ichiku Park in Barrie? Think about that one. Hello, welcome. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum show on Bro Radio with myself, Mark, and Martin. How are you all doing? Good to have your company. On the show today, we have, of course, dates for your diary, information corner, some important contact details, some forum facts, and some fun facts. Plus, of course, some fantastic tunes.
Stanza, guardi le stelle che tremano. Hi, I'm Martin. Welcome to Information Corner. The Replacement Local Development Plan. The Council's preparing a Replacement Local Development Plan to shape future development across the Vale until 2036, replacing the adopted Local Development Plan for 2011 to 2026. The Council is seeking views on the plan and is holding six-week public consultations which start on the 4th of February, as well as the opportunity to have your say at the Forum's housing meeting on Wednesday the 18th of February. The last two drop-in sessions will be held at St. Athan Community Centre on Wednesday the 11th of February from 15:30 to 18:30 and Llantwit Major CF61 Centre from Friday the 13th of February from 2 till 5 o'clock. Free cycling session for unpaid carers at Barry Leisure Centre. Pedal Power are offering a free cycling session for unpaid carers to enjoy cycling on a wide range of specialist cycles with or without the person they care for. Where? Barry Leisure Centre. You don't need to be a Leisure Centre member. That's on Friday the 13th of February from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. This winter, there are a range of warm spaces open to residents where everyone can welcome to join and enjoy the warm, friendly company and take advantage of the facilities available. Some warm spaces offer hot refreshments or give free activities, support and advice. You can find your nearest warm space on the map on the Vale of Glamorgan website, www.valeofglamorgan.gov.uk, then search for cost of living and warm spaces. The Vale of Glamorgan's draft budget proposal closes on Friday the 13th of Feb. If you want to have your say, then search for the Vale of Glamorgan budget and participate. Garden Waste. The annual subscriptions for the Council's 2026-2027 garden waste collections are now open. If you'd like the Council to collect garden waste from your home, you can go to the Vale of Glamorgan website and search for garden waste collection. Residents who sign up before the 1st of April will be able to subscribe to the early bird offer of £41 per year, the same price as in 2025. That's all. More later.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
There's no sign of life.
Still to come on the show, we have contact information, dates for your diary, information corner, part two, some foreign facts, some fun facts. And you're probably thinking, who are these people? Well, we are the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum show. You're listening to us on Bro Radio, the radio station for the Vale. We are the voice for anyone over 50 who lives, works or volunteers in the Vale. What are we? We are a strategy forum with focus groups in particular on housing, transport, health and social care, arts, craft and leisure, climate change, BME and equalities. Wow.
Bro Radio.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilco.
Ar y trên chwarter i bimp, newydd fod yn siopa gyda rhaeg i brynu dillad newydd am y tro cyntaf ers sbel. Teimlo'n dda yn fy siaced newydd, mae hi'n gweud dyma be mae pawb yn gwisgo. Oedd hi ddim yn jocan chwaith. Dyma rhyw foi ifanc olygus yn dod ar y trên yn gwisgo rinion siaced. Mae rhaeg yn closo mewn atau a sibrwd, mae'n siwto ti'n well. Dwi'n tynnu molau mewn a gwenu. Trefnidiaeth Cymru, yr edau sy'n clymu Cymru.
Celebrate the St David's Day weekend by joining Barry Town Council for our fun 2K Daffodil Dash. It's at Barry Island on Sunday the 1st of March and all ages and dogs are welcome. Our fun Daffodil Dash will be followed by live music at Barry Island Gardens as we hold collections in aid of the Mayor's chosen charities, Valeways and Mind in the Vale. Adult registration is just £6.50 and kids and dogs run free. Book now at ticketsource.co.uk/Barry Town Council.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motor Factors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motor Factors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motor Factors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Thank you.
of your community since 2009. This is Bro Radio.
Xanadu, Olivia Newton-John, a little bit of yellow as well to back them up. So we mentioned earlier who we are and what we do, so let's have some forum facts. The Vale 50 Plus Statutory Forum has over 300 members with an executive committee consisting of 16 members, covering all areas of the Vale. For example, Barry, Dinas Powys, Llantwit Major, Penarth, Roos and Wenbo, all of whom are volunteers. Well done you. The Vale 50 Plus Statutory Forum currently has 6 focus groups, which we mentioned earlier, but I'll just run through them again in case you didn't catch them. So they are Arts, Craft and Leisure, BME, Plus Equalities, Climate Change, so important, Health and Social Care, very, very important, Housing and Transport, and the groups meet regularly throughout the year. Currently, there are over 12 50 Plus Statutory Forums in Wales, who all liaise and work with their respective local authorities. They also work, as we do, with COPA, which is known as the Cymru Older People's Alliance. And, of course, a very important person, the Older People's Commissioner for Wales, thereby giving a voice to us and the over 50s in Wales on policy and strategic matters.
All those lonely, 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 lonely Don't you realize the things we did, we did? We're all for real, not a dream.
I just can't believe they've all faded out of view.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
Savannah from Compass OT. Some lovely ladies doing some cracking work in Barry, so looking forward to that in the future shows. Anyway, got your pens ready? Here we go. Thursday, 12th of February, is Darwin Day. Tuesday, 17th of February, sees the Lunar New Year, and of course, it's Shrove Tuesday, which we know as Pancake Day. Also, Tuesday, 17th of February through Wednesday, 18th of March, is Ramadan. Wednesday, 18th of February, is the first of the Vale's focus group meetings. It takes place in the Cosmeston Room Civic Offices, Houghton Road, Barry. And of course, it's the focused housing meeting led by Anne-Marie. And the time for the meeting is 10:30 a.m. till 12:30. Time for a coffee whilst listening to some important information and for you to have your say. Friday, 12th of February is Love Your Pet Day. Wednesday, 25th of February, 2 till 4, is another focused meeting, and this time it's the BME Stroke Equalities with lead Kalpana. This meeting will take place in the Phil John Room in Barry Library on King Square, and you might even hear from yours truly as well, but more information on that later, maybe. Sunday, 1st of March, is St David's Day, of course. Tuesday, 3rd of March, another 50-plus focus group. This time it's a transport meeting with new lead Malcolm. So that will be really interesting. He'd love to see you all between 11 a.m. and 12:30 in the Dunraven Room in the Civic Offices, Houghton Road, Barry, with some guest speakers. Tuesday, 3rd of March, is also World Wildlife Day. Thursday, 5th of March, is World Book Day. Just gotta love a good book. Sunday, 8th of March, is International Women's Day. Tuesday, 10th of March, is another 50-plus focus group, this time Health and Social Care. That takes place in the Porthcerry Room, Civic Offices, Houghton Road in Barry, between 10:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. We'd love to see you all there.
Is fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. Leaving me lonely still. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside, and I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am myself.
Neil Diamond. He has to be one of my favourites. I am, I said. Still to come on the show is part two of Information Corner with Martin. Contact information, maybe some fun facts if you're lucky. But you're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum show on Bro Radio, the radio station for the Vale.
Bro Radio.
At Case Cafe in Barry, you'll always find great coffee and good discussion. Our own blend coffee really hits the spot. And we now serve hearty breakfasts for the early risers, and a tasty kids menu. Case Cafe has links with Case UK, who offer support for mental and physical health. And we're here, just in case. Pop in for a coffee or a catch-up, We're in the YMCA on Court Road with free on-site parking, and we're open 9 till 6 weekdays and 9 till 3 on Saturdays. See casecafe.co.uk or find us on Just Eat.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
A space to prepare for the day ahead. A place to relax after a hard day at work. Or simply somewhere to wash away your worries. Discover award-winning bathrooms from award-winning designers at the Tap End Bathrooms in Pontyclun. We're your local bathroom studio. And whether you're renovating your existing bathroom or planning a new build, the Tap End design bespoke bathrooms, shower rooms and en-suites of distinction. For design inspiration, follow us on the socials or visit thetapend.design.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
We got a little bit more we go. And tell us a lot of fun.
to date with all things Vale of Glamorgan. Search for Pro Radio on socials.
These are the things I can do.
Hi, I'm Martin, and here I am with Information Corner Part 2. Every year, over £1 billion of benefits go unclaimed in Wales, from pension credit and carers allowance to personal independence payments, and help paying your council tax bill. You could get extra money to help with living costs, even if you already claim benefits. For more information, you can contact Advice Link Cymru on 0800 702 2020. Have your say on the draft dementia strategy for Wales. This will replace the previous dementia action plan from 2018 and the companion document produced in 2021. For more information and a chance to respond, please visit www.gov.wales and search for the draft dementia strategy. The Library Service has been working with Cardiff and Vale local public health team and Cardiff and Vale University Health Board to make blood pressure monitors available to borrow from Penarth, Barry, Cowbridge and Lantwit major libraries. You must be a member of the library to borrow a blood pressure monitor. Please speak to a library member of staff. The Department for Transport is seeking your views on potentially moving away from the current self-declaration system for eyesight standards for drivers aged 70 and over, and introducing mandatory eyesight tests for older drivers as part of the driving licence renewal process. You can access the consultation on www.gov.uk and search for Introducing Mandatory Eyesight Testing for Older Drivers. The consultation ends the 31st of March 2026. Martin again with some fun facts. Did you know that snakes can predict earthquakes? That during their lifetime, humans can spend a year on the toilet? Ugh. Human earlobes have no biological purpose. So what are they for?
Collins, what a star. Two hearts. Coming to the end of the show now. Oh. So, some contact information for you. We are the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum, as you know, and you can contact us in the following ways. Email opf@valeofglamorgan.gov.uk. Telephone us on 01446 700 treble 1 or visit our website for lots more information, and I mean lots more information, at www.vale50plus.org. As I've said, we've come to the end of the show, which is really sad, but Martin and I hope that you've enjoyed it. It's been great to have your company. And what's that you say? When's the next show? What a good question. The next show of the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum will be on Tuesday, 10th of March, at 7 p.m. And don't forget, you can listen to this show and previous shows for up to 90 days on the Bro Radio website, where they're available at any time for you to listen to. So hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening. I've been Mark, and Martin has been Martin, of course.
Bro Radio.
At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. For hospital visits and shopping trips to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you, and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
Toaster not popping? Vacuum got a blockage? Bike gear slipping? Don't ditch them. fix them at your local repair cafe in the Vale of Glamorgan. Whether it's your favourite jacket, shoes, lamp, toaster or bike, Repair Cafe Wales skilled volunteers could bring your items back to life for free. Save money by fixing and reduce waste for a greener Wales.
Search Climate Action Wales to find your nearest repair cafe.
Mae teithio ar drin gyda Trafnidiaeth Cymru yn rhwydd. Talwch wrth fynd ar draws Metro De Cymru am brisiau arbennig. Tapiwch chi mewn â'ch ffôn, oriawr neu gerdyn a thapiwch allan ar ôl y chi gyrraedd. A gewch chi'r pris gorau yn automatic bob tro. Rhwydd! Chwiliwch talu wrth fynd ta yrca am fwy o wybodau. Gorsafoedd dethol yn unig. Pris gorau o'i gymharu a thocynnau tebyg ta yrca. Mae tylerau ac ymodau'n berthnasol.
On FM, DAB, Smart Speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.